Hey guys, it's your girl A. It's been a while. Oh, I wish I could tell you all the things that I've been through lately. Quit my job at Radisson. It's kind of a disappointment. But the highlight of it is that I managed to get through the 6 months and made a lot of friends that were worth making friends with, and I don't regret it, but it was an experience, I guess. It was something that I wanted to try out and experience something that I have never done before. So being in the food and beverages, service, it's kind of cool, and I get to see what they actually do behind the scenes rather than being there and becoming the guest. So where I work now is really the opposite. I work in a fashion boutique where I market the company and make sure that I post everything on social media. I promote and I design, well, somewhat of the clothing. Well, she likes my designs, my boss. My boss is very sweet. She's something else. Well, the past few days have been like a whirlwind. I'm kind of scared of what's coming next. Oh, I wish I can tell you of everything. But there are some things where I don't really want to talk about. Like the darkest moments of my life, I feel like I want to crumble and just hide under the bed or just hide under my blanket and just not get out. Probably suffocate myself. I don't know if I'm going through something that's, in a depressed state. But I wouldn't say it's depression. It's like a temporary sadness. Hopefully it's just temporary. I learned so many things from not talking to my mom, from staying in my room and actually finding a job online, actually doing something for myself and begging for my freedom at the same time. I wish you guys could understand how much I'm trying to survive in this house, in this world. I wish everything was just simple. But this is as simple as it gets, I guess. Like, have you ever wondered what it would be like if there were no family politics and everyone was okay with everything that you're doing, agreeing with and disagreeing at the same time, obviously, but in life there are pros and cons, but so, well, you're gonna have to risk it. If you don't risk anything, then obviously you'll never know if you never try. The best thing, the best kind of thing to do right now is to focus on myself, on yourself. I gotta focus with what I have right now. And I'm still not dating anyone. Well, that's my update in my life. Like, there are blank spaces in my head right now. I'm thinking of what kind of episode I'm doing today. Thinking about what kind of episode I'm doing on my job and for the Instagram. Is this the life that I'm gonna live in? Like, do I really want this? Maybe not now. Like, now is just, maybe I just need to chill out. Just need to not overthink things. Just gotta focus on what I have now. Appreciate what I have now. And eventually I get a better job and keep on going. I swear to you guys, I'm trying to survive here. Every day I wake up, I feel like my heart is just flat. It's hard for me to breathe sometimes. My eyes, my sight is just blurry. I think I should get glasses. But at the same time, like, this is me. That's why I mean by focus is I need to focus for real. I just don't want to think about, like, the problems I have at home. All I want to do is just make sure everything is right again. I really appreciate that you guys still listen to my episodes here. Well, I have to go now. It was a blast catching up with you guys. Now it's your girl A. Over and out.